Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Ukraine says a key deal to combat a global food crisis was extended for 120 days, but Russia says it's only agreed to continue the Black Sea Grain Initiative for half that time. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the grain deal was due to expire today, but, quote, as a result of our talks with the two sides, we have secured an extension to the deal. The Ukrainian infrastructure minister, Oleksandr Kubrakov, said the extension was for an additional 120 days. The UN-brokered pact was agreed in July last year and was extended in November for an additional 120 days. As the date for another extension approached, Russia made clear that it preferred to extend it for only another 60 days. Speaking while on a visit to Cairo, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said Turkey would make efforts for a further extension beyond 2 months. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
A Pakistani judge suspended an arrest warrant that was issued against the former prime minister, Imran Khan, after a day of clashes between his supporters and the police. NPR's Dia Hadid has more from Islamabad.
The judge ordered the former prime minister, Imran Khan, to appear again, in part because he wasn't able to physically enter the courthouse in the Pakistani capital, owing to clashes outside. Khan is embroiled in dozens of cases, some involving corruption. An arrest warrant was issued against him after he refused to attend some cases in person. Police tried to arrest Khan earlier this week but were repelled by clashes with his supporters that lasted for nearly 24 hours. Afterward, Khan vowed he'd attend court. The current government, which is widely unpopular as the economy unravels, says Khan does not respect the rule of law. Khan says his rivals want to arrest him to prevent him from campaigning in upcoming elections. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
Wyoming's governor is allowing a statewide ban on abortion to take effect and another measure barring transgender women and girls from competing in scholastic sports to become law. From Jackson Hole Community Radio Station KHOL, Tyler Pratt has more.
Republican Governor Mark Gordon signed only one of three controversial pieces of legislation that have been on his desk for weeks, a bill that bans several medications from being used to perform an abortion. The transports and abortion bans will become law without his signature. He offered critiques of the legislation, but didn't veto. Critics, like State Rep Mike Yen, one of Wyoming's few Democratic lawmakers, say they expect a flurry of legal challenges.
Is it worth paying taxpayer dollars to have to defend these bills when maybe they just shouldn't become law in the first place?
A challenge to the abortion ban has already been submitted to district court, but won't be heard until at least next week.
Tyler Pratt reporting. This is NPR. In Florida, legislation moving through the state house would ban discussion of human sexuality topics, including menstruation, in elementary grades. The GOP-backed legislation cleared the House Education Quality Subcommittee this week with a vote mainly along party lines. It would also allow parents to object to books and other materials their children are exposed to, require schools to teach that a person's sexual identity is determined biologically at birth, and set up more scrutiny of certain education materials by the state's Department of Education. British lawmakers have voted to support a ban on importing hunting trophies in the UK. Vicky Barker has more from London.
It's been a divisive issue, with some members of parliament arguing that regulated trophy hunting supports conservation efforts in many countries and that banning it would just encourage poaching. MP Bill Wiggins described
the horrendous aftermath of a lioness trapped in a poacher's snare, a decapitated hyena, and a leopard with its paw mangled in a trap.
But lawmaker Anthony Brown was among those countering.
It surely cannot be right that protecting these endangered species relies on allowing rich people to kill them.
Passing the bill was one of the governing Conservative Party's campaign pledges. It now goes to Britain's second chamber, the House of Lords. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.